This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Miles is with us, and many of you have asked, when's Miles coming back? Well, Miles in Europe is here right now. Welcome, Miles.
Class, good morning. Good morning, Vincent. How are you doing today?
Hey, Miles, I wanted to say thank you for calling me at the farm so often, checking in and making sure I still had a pulse. I really appreciate that and all your advice and counsel.
It's not the pulse. I worry more that, they send some of these new rescue drones and they might even think that you have an LP gas tank somewhere and they might misuse that rescue drone for these purposes.
I really appreciate that. You know, class, Miles has recommended that our family take apple cider vinegar with mother, and we do. And it really works very, very well, as far as I can tell. Mrs. Finelli and the rest of us take it. And also, we are taking Super Silver. And, Miles, I got to tell you, I feel so much better. I feel so much better. I left the studio for a couple minutes, and our son said, "Well, Dad, I've got the Batwing mower all ready for you, and you're all set to go. So right after the broadcast, you can go and go trim those fields that you wanted to trim." So that's how good I feel.
So how's your rash because you don't like the work? You need some zinc cream. No, actually, the apple cider vinegar is very good. If you want to heal your body, you need to get your immune system as high up as possible, and therefore you need the gut on your side. Apple cider vinegar with a mother provides you all the probiotics that you need exactly for that. Go back to Sheely's recommendations. He is all for apple cider vinegar because it ferments everything out of your gut that doesn't belong there, including the microplasma, including heavy metals, including all the toxins. So in helping your gut, you're helping your body all over, and you're helping your brain to function right.
And the way I do it, Miles, is I just take about an ounce of apple cider vinegar. I'll just take it straight. I'll shake up that bottle, get that sediment that's in the bottom. I'll shake up the bottle so that I get an equal amount of the sediment each time I pour off about an ounce. And then I'll chase it with a couple ounces of water. And that's the way I do it. It's okay for me. I don't need to mix it with a glass of water. But some of us may want to dilute it because it may be not palatable for many of us. But for me, it just goes right down the hatch.
More power to you. So here is the question, how everybody has a tolerance to vinegars. So if your tolerance is that you can tolerate it swallowing as it is and just chasing it with water, that's fine. I would really not recommend that for somebody with a weaker stomach, and especially not for the females. The females around me, they don't like it at all if they just drink it pure and then chase it with water. So use it. It's the cheapest medicine to keep your all-over health up. And everything, this is the basic, that's the fundamental basic on how to stay healthy. So I would not start with the minerals. First of all, I would start with the gut and have as a basic fundamental the apple cider vinegar on a daily basis, one tablespoon with water. You swallow it after a meal and you heal. And what comes next is the minerals and the vitamins, because if if your gut cannot take that in, it's not worth buying it because you just cannot take it in.
And what does it cost, class? About $5, maybe $5.50 per quart. And you don't want the filtered. You want the unfiltered apple cider vinegar with mother. So when you look at these bottles on the shelf at the store, you'll see it has sediment in the bottom. It's less appetizing, but it works. It really does. So that's one recommendation for a great way to stay healthy. Miles, would you share with us who was the most important person in the Roman army?
The guy who was carrying the vinegar was the most important guy. Basically, it was not a vinegar at that point. It was a pre-stage of vinegar. It was a lighter form. But the most important guy was exactly that guy, because every morning, every soldier had to get his portion into his leather drinking sack or into his carafe or wherever they were taking water out of the river or out of the creek. And then they were filling up these leather drinking bags with the water, but prior they had to fill in the vinegar. So that was the most important guy. And when somebody had a wound, it was sterilized with exactly that vinegar. So the vinegar guy was the most important health guy of the entire Roman army. And by the way, the apple cider vinegar is nothing else than what is applied to every high priest in the Vatican. They all have one thing in common. They all have apple cider vinegar with a salad or as a drink every day.
And I'm trying to think if I remember correctly, that sometimes when Mass was being said, Roman Catholic Mass, vinegar was used instead of wine on the altar. I'm thinking that it was. I don't remember I think it was.
When the wine turns old, it goes into vinegar. So eventually that will happen, that you oversour a wine and then it turns into vinegar. And, hey, good luck with that one.
Miles, you know, what do you think about what's happening in Europe? How would you describe it? It seems like violence is way on the upswing. And the images that I see on the Internet, I'm seeing police dressed as never before. I'm talking about they now have these shields that look like they are, I don't know what's in them, maybe Kevlar, but they have these shields as if they're going into battle 1,000 years ago. But they also have helmets, they have communications equipment, they have their automatic rifles. To me, in Europe, it looks like they've got HK automatic rifles. This is unprecedented. I've never seen anything like this as images of the police in Europe. Are these images anomalies, or is this really happening?
When you turn on the news, let's say you go to Google News and you compare the news from South America, North America, from China to Russia to Europe, everywhere, we have the same systematical setup of police forces to wear certain gear. Some have two categories, some have four categories of armor. The Germans are very sophisticated with their armor. The highest gear armor is like with a titanium helmet for use in urban combat zones. And so they're prepping up for things, what is coming. It doesn't matter where you look at the news. Just do yourself, go to news.google.com and Google the and find out about the news about what happens all over the place, where people are starting to be more disgruntled and they're protesting more. So the governments of the world that are steered by the hidden hand, all of them are preparing for exactly what is coming. And what is coming is getting rid of liabilities for us to get into equality for all.
What I just heard you say, correct me if I'm wrong, They absolutely, positively do not want equality for all. They are more equal than we are, as the term from Animal Farm, George Orwell's Animal Farm. They are more equal than we are, and they want to live at the, you know, the top 1%, and the rest of us be damned. Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily, Vince. It is more the case that right now we see that all the industrial nations are falling apart. They're losing their assets. Their monetary values are going down. Look at the dollar. It started in the 70s when production back then in Great Lakes, Pittsburgh, Detroit, when work started to move out to Mexico. So basically all the industrial nations of the world have the same situation. There is not much production going on in France anymore. There is not much production going on in Germany anymore. They all outsourced that to cheap labor countries, and that was done because 1973, the Lima-Peru Treaty was cut under the United Nations, where all the industrial nations agreed to make the world equal. That's why I entered with the word that topic here, with the word equality. It is basically the rollout of a socialistic agenda, and in order to have a socialistic agenda rolled out all over the planet, you need to make sure that you have the smart cities all over, that your police forces are dressed equally, and that the police forces can use equipment worldwide. So you take somebody from Brazil, you put them in Africa or in Europe, and they're able to use the same equipment, such as the armored vehicles, such as special equipment for crowd control. This is what's going on. We are now in the situation that all the governments in the world need to get rid of liabilities, and these are corporations that have been rogue, that are filled with debt, or that are simply not affordable for them to operate anymore. And everything of that we will see falling in the next 3 to 6 months.
Miles, would you say that those who are in charge are afraid that we, the villagers, might act in unison, act in solidarity, and oppose them? Would you say that they're concerned about that at a very significant level?
No. They're concerned about certain groups that are not lobotomized, such as we are one of these groups. But for most of the plan, it works just great because they gave out lobotomol for everybody. But we get into that after the break. Let's go to the marketplace and sell something.
We're going into a commercial break. Miles is with us. Miles is in Europe, senior USA preparedness instructor. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aortic aneurysm and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last Miles in Europe is with us. Miles, I want to thank you. You recommended that I get a Deutz tractor. German tractor, and I looked out the studio window, and our son has it all ready for me to go, pointed in the right direction, hooked up to the batwing mower. He wants his dad out there cutting the field, and I'm gonna use that Deutz tractor, and it's unbelievable. Ours is 30 years old. It was 83 to 1989 vintage, and we bought it used, 6, 8, 9 months ago. It is absolutely phenomenal. It looks like it was designed by Lamborghini, you know, in terms of the body. It's 15 speeds. It is absolutely awesome. So I want to thank you for pointing me in that direction and reminding me many times, you and Joey, of what a great machine it is, and it truly is. So I want to say thank you.
Never let an opinion go away when you get equipment that derived of military equipment of the Second World War, because it's all mechanic and it is very reliable. It's still with the engineering of the 60s, 70s, where things have built to last a lifetime, meaning a real lifetime of somebody, not of something. So I hope you enjoy it and that it will bring you much benefit to the farm.
Well, you know, you look at the John Deere's and you look at some of these other tractors, and they have 8 speeds. This has 15 speeds. So 8 speeds, it's nice having 8 speeds, but you can't find the right speed for what you're doing with 8 speeds. With 15 forward speeds, absolutely you can. So it's incredible. It's a turbocharged. Yep. You know, 1983 to 1989 vintage, turbocharged, powerful. It is massive. It's good looking and it's durable. I mean, what's better than that? And very inexpensive. I mean, I paid $5,500 for this thing, and it's incredible.
Yeah,
anyway, I just want to say thank you.
Sure. I appreciate it.
Lobotomized. We've been lobotomized. Tell us about that.
Let's go back to we need to put a spotlight on something that class understands something here. In 1807, we had the so-called Vienna Congress, where all the nobility of the world, I mean really, literally, the entire world, met in Vienna for 2 months. And it was said they're not having a convention, they're dancing. So basically they came together in order to change the following centuries, two centuries, from a feudal system into other forms of government, where they decided they don't want to fight against them each other, like the strongest of the kings and the princes will get the bigger turf. It was a situation that they decided then and there that they want their serfs to administrate the countries, and the ideas of socialism, democracy, and republics have been put out to basically, first it was more a competition against each other, but then it was about how do we find out what kind of system works best for us, meaning them, not for you and me, in order to administrate an entire planet. And this convention, this Vienna Congress, was opened up by the Austrian Kaiser back then with the blessing of the Pope, because the Pope ultimately claims ownership of the entire world, of the entire planet. So he is the one who entitles nobility to kingdomhood or to be a prince or an earl or a duke. So they went just forward and they presented us with the concepts of a republic, and how that worked out, or a democracy, or socialism, or communism. And they tweaked it over the centuries, but this now, this time cycle, this entire cycle is now over. And it needs to go back in the box, because they already found out with World War I and World War II what works best for them. So the new thing that came out of that is called communitarianism. It is the all-encompassing ism, and we had Larkin, Texas, here on the show presenting what that is all about. It is capitalism fused with communism, socialism, with all the isms that there are, under the guidance of a centralized, scientifically dominated governance. And this is what we have with the EU, and this is where we start in the next segment in order to present to the class how that turns out and what couple of milestones will be this year and next year.
Okay, going into another commercial break, bottom of the hour. Miles is with us, and we're going to talk about communitarianism when we come back.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. you'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Miles is with us. Miles in Europe. Miles, we've got Tom in Baltimore. Welcome, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning to you, sir. I've enjoyed the show. I caught the beginning of it. And I first wanted to say, Mr. Finelli, I apologize to your guest yesterday. I was calling him Dr. Shealy. That wasn't Dr. Shealy, was it?
No, it's Dr. Richard Allen Miller. But that's okay.
Yeah, somebody learned that on your program. I can't keep up. But anyway, now that that's out of the way, I wanted to try and dispel that lie you were told about your farm, unless I'm wrong about it. Is your farm of poor quality? Your house, your land?
No.
I think so. It never sounded like it. Is it lacking resources?
No. No. What that term poverty farmer means is it's really, really difficult to make a living on the farm. And just about every farmer here has a job. Actually, not only that, the farmer and his wife have jobs in order to support the farm. So they go out to work, literally, to support the farm.
And I think that's by design, but I think there's another reason why they like to insert terms like poverty farm. Because, like you said, you felt kind of insulted, but by definition, you're not a poverty farmer. But a government that wants to control us wants you to believe that you are impoverished and you need them. I listened to a number of liberals on C-SPAN today. And they were talking about how we need to get behind government because we need government. It's all we have. And, you know, that's a fundamental difference between folks like us who believe that we are responsible for making our own way and the government should be limited out of our way, and the others who want that that cradle-to-grave care that a provider would give them. And that's why I think we'll never find common ground. And I don't think that's a bad thing to you. I mean, listen, I gave a guy today from the Brookings Institute an example. I said, listen, I think it's useless to fight about these things. I don't want to impose my will on folks who want big government any more than I want them to impose their will on me. The horse and buggy, they were great together. Until we got an engine, the horse went his way, the buggy went that way. I think we should have two separate governments. Listen, we call ourselves Republicans, most of us who are conservative, not that we adhere to all the Republican, quote-unquote, GOP values, but we want limited government, and the Democrats, they want a bureaucratic government with all the statutes and codes and care that a provider would give them. Let's call it what it is and split amicably. Now, he took cheap shots once I hung up. He said, look, we settled that with slavery. I was talking nothing about slavery. I'm talking about two value systems.
Tom, let's see what Miles has to say about this. Miles?
It's a great topic because what you're referring to is the boundaries and limits that we have been provided with the Vienna Congress in 1807, that we have the illusion that we can choose among governments. And that is factually not the case because you're not going to vote for somebody. You're going to pull for somebody. It is a pull. You don't have a direct vote on anything where you can change something in America. There's a pull that you're going to. And just look up in Black's Law Dictionary what the word pull and vote, where the difference there lies. So unless you don't start grasping the situation that all what government is providing us, and all, any kind of government, being a Republican, being a Democratic, being one with limitations to the government, is simply one thing. It is a distraction to what's really going on.
Tom, thank you so much for your call.
I think I would agree with that to a certain extent. However, if we have a value system, which many of us do, that's not flexible, we have a duty to ourselves and to God to adhere to those values. There's certain things that we just can't compromise on. We can't keep killing babies. We just can't stand for that. We can't give up our fundamental God-given rights. And folks who want to do that, that's fine. But we cannot falter on those common basic values that we hold.
Values are... The word value is a mathematical term. It represents a point in a tabulary system. So if somebody who owns the tabulary system decides that they want to change values, then they will simply change these values through institutes like think tanks that are doing social engineering and that did social engineering since the 1810. These were being the philosophers and the psychology professors that then implemented rules and regulations and theatric happenstances where we should learn something out of that in order to change the values of our parameters we were thinking in. And that is exactly the problem that you're seeing right now. We have the folks that are the post-Second World War generation that are faced now with a situation of we need to become more rainbowish. Everything is more equal. These lives matters over those lives matters. And this is only a distraction that you have been given not to focus on the real issues.
Very good point. Tom, thanks so much for your call. Miles, we were going to talk about communitarianism. Can you take us through what we can expect that means to us?
Well, look at the currencies of the world, all the currencies under pressure. Take the yen, take the euro, take the U.S. dollar, take the real. Every currency is under pressure, and somehow they're merging together to one kind of value system. Like a very good example is the euro compared to the dollar. Just today, prior to going on the show with you, I saw that the euro took a 6-cent dive towards the dollar to become more one with the dollar. So when we see all these economies that are operating with different currencies becoming all merged to one kind of, you can buy the same amount for a euro or a dollar, then it's not necessary to have these buckets of currencies anymore. We can go to another currency. And that what's being rolled out now. The entire economic turmoil, the social turmoil, is there to provide a scenario of fear for you and anger. You didn't hear that Social Security is broke like last week and that they are moving the Social Security system in America to a different kind of accounting where everybody will have an individual account. But that's exactly it. Everybody will have an individual account for taxes, for pension, for banking, but in a new given system that already was thought up by the communitarians in the UN, where all the countries submitted their ultimate power to.
You know, Miles, as you say this, I was thinking about an article I read about people in Europe who are absolutely livid. They end up in these contracts, these agreements with service providers, and they can't get out of them easily. And so what they've done is they've used automatic payments to these service providers. We'll call it insurance companies. We'll call it telephone providers, cell phone, internet, television providers, all of those kinds of things where the payments are deducted automatically from their accounts. They're furious because the prices keep going up and they can't seem to cancel their contracts. And so what I'm hearing, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that we are headed toward an electronic currency where we're going to be absolutely positively trapped, because if we have income from a job, it'll be deposited into those accounts. If we have payments, it'll be taken from those accounts, and we won't have control because we won't have that currency in our hands physically to distribute as we see fit.
You're getting the concept here. It is, or you're describing the concept here. It is that the new currency for us in the future has already been prepared, set up, built, and introduced. It's going to be the cryptocurrencies. These are currencies that do not work on debt. That's a debt-free currency system. You cannot go to your bank and say, can you give me a loan? Everything in these currency systems is only working on what you have. But if you want to make the world equal, you pretty much need to make sure that everybody goes into that monetary system without nothing. Because then whatever is being created out of labor or what was then still there in form of equity of farms, of properties, will be reevaluated and put into that as a collateral that you cannot own it anymore.
So it sounds like the corporations and the governments are getting larger with more wielding more power, more control over our every move, and we have less tools in order to combat the unfairness of these large corporations and governments in everything we do.
Vince, unfairness is a term that is used by somebody who has nobody, nothing to say, has no stake in the game. And that's basically what all the residents, people that live in a certain place, have. They have no say in anything. Because you see, elections are rigged, economies rigged, they provide you with wrong data. And it was all good and fair as long as everybody was occupied with work, and then they now had to start occupying people with more drastic matters in terms of social changes, social engineering of societies, and having cultures and races battle against each other, as well as getting the refugees your refugees mixed into other into different societies where they didn't belong in the first place. Yes. So my advice here is that everybody in class should start to learn about Bitcoin and start transferring some kind of assets, what you have already, into Bitcoin, that you have something when you need it, and not stay there with nothing when it's too late.
We'll talk more about that when we come back. And we've got Mike, who's on hold. We'll see if we can get your call right after these few short commercial announcements. Miles with us in Europe.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Miles in Europe is with us. Miles, as we look at Venezuela and we look at the food lines and we look at Europe and we look at United States and violence is escalating, you're talking about the cryptocurrencies. How does this all relate?
The cryptocurrencies have been developed upon a programming that was developed at MIT. And MIT took it a step further when DARPA approached them and funded them for developing a new cryptocurrency. You can just Google that, like DARPA, Bitcoin, DARPA, MIT, algorithm, and you can read up on that. So that currency was created, and it was given to us under the disguise that, oh yeah, it is such a new thing by a programmer that just wants simply make the world better. Yes, of course, it is for the next world after the collapse. It is the new monetary payment system that you need to go through without needing banks. There will be only certain banks, and that's why we have all these bank failures from 2007 ongoing, and we will see more of that this year and beginning next year, that we will have only certain banks surviving that, because for the next step, we simply don't need that many banks. But if you have a debt with a bank, you better be sure that that debt will be converted and sucked up by another one to have you in a lifelong scheme to pay that off by somebody else. So it's good if you can make sure that you get out of debt. If not, well, try to limit it where you can.
We've got Mike in Tennessee. We've got just a few minutes left.
Greetings. Miles, if you have a chance, give me a call. Sounds like you're dealing with the same problems we're dealing with. I guess it all boils down to that magic word greed, where people are willing to sell themselves for the illusion of stuff that is controlled by someone else through money that's made up out of thin air, which is backed by our sweat and labor. But it seems like there's a group of people in Iceland that Well, they had a solution to the problem, and it had to do with giving bankers and governors and other bureaucrats 48 hours to get out of town, and then they took action, and then they eliminated their currency, which was fiat-backed, and they've kind of taken back their country, but we don't hear much about them because they might have the solution.
Hello, Mike. First off, I hope you're doing much better. But I want to take away your illusion about Iceland. Iceland is owned by a crown, by a king, and of course that was all allowed by that crown. It is not that was people going rogue and just simply exchanging that. It was tolerated and allowed for a certain time, because now we're getting to the next move where even Iceland goes more and more into a more electronic and crypto currency scheme. So we don't need to listen and hear more about that than what is rolled out for everybody who is under the umbrella of the United Nations.
Well, I think only if people are willing to submit to somebody else do they become enslaved, and if they stand on their own two feet and fight, those taskmasters only have so much muscle, and when that muscle realizes they're getting thinned out because there's more of us than them, it'll stop.
Mike, you have a unique situation that you have another name with your Indian tribe. The problem is that you identify yourself with Mike Parsons every time, and that name Mike Parsons is not your property. It is theirs, and it is documented by a birth certificate that has a registration that is being traded on a stock exchange. You are being looked at as a thing. And as long as you are identifying yourself with that, you are property. You are not a man, not a living man. You are a dead thing. This is going into law here. And because everybody has a birth certificate and a passport, everybody is considered as a thing, as commodity and property. Sorry to tell you.
I guess that's why there's no Amish in prisons, because they don't have birth certificates or passports.
You're exactly right.
Sounds My like person's... a solution.
Good point. Mike Parsons, thanks so much for joining us. Miles, thank you so much for dispensing your wisdom and your sage advice. I really appreciate it here at USAprepares.com. And I was looking at the calendar, and you're coming back the 19th. The 19th,
yep.
of this month for 2 hours. 2-hour special, the 19th on Friday, class. More of Miles in Europe. Miles, thank you so much for being with us, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at VIBA-ODP.com from Viva Outdoor Products.